A late March freeze, blustery days of blowing dust, and predicted 80-degree afternoons, the dramatic springtime weather in Kansas can leave everyone wondering what exactly is coming next, especially wheat producers watching their stands green up after the winter. Kansas Wheat caught up with farmer leaders across the state to check on how this crop is stacking up compared to last year's drought-stricken fields. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, crop progress report for the week ending April 7, 2024, winter wheat was rated at 49% good to excellent, 37% fair, and 14% very poor to poor. A third of the winter wheat, primarily in the southern tier and central east regions of the state, was jointed, which is well above last year's and the five-year average. Producers are currently spraying a good stand of wheat for bugs and worms in far western Kansas, where Jason Oaks farms near Syracuse. The area is in a pocket of Kansas that received adequate but extreme variable moisture over the winter, which was just enough to keep them out of a drought status and maintain a good stand of wheat. "The wheat drilled in absolutely beautifully, and we got a good stand right off the bat," he said. The cold temperatures at the end of March burnt just the tips of wheat, but Oaks was more concerned about spraying and getting that next round of moisture than freeze damage. He reported the top 2 of 4 inches is starting to look pretty dry. A swath through central Kansas is in moderate drought, having missed out on the winter moisture that benefited the western part of the state. That's certainly true where Martin Kirshen farms in Reno and Sedgwick counties. He reported that ponds are still dry and the wheat is starting to show that blue tint, indicating drought stress. He is also more concerned with the impact of upcoming 80-degree days than the singed tops from the freeze last month. "Without moisture, it's not going to be the best of situations," Kirshen said, "but it looks a lot better right now than it did last year. That's one positive." Near Plainville in north central Kansas, Mike McClellan also feels like he's waiting for moisture. He planted his wheat late, waiting for rains, and some of it did not come up until the first part of March. The late emergence prevented freeze damage since the wheat was not at as vulnerable of a growth stage. "Most of the wheat in our area is really small and has taken off now, so that helped us get through the freeze okay," McClellan said. "Now we're starting to get some growth, and all of a sudden, we're starting to worry about moisture again. With 4 days of wind at more than 40 miles per hour, the next rainfall event is critical." However, he pointed out that he did not cut any of his winter wheat last year, so this year still has him feeling better about this year's crop. Further north, near the Nebraska border, Chris Tanner feels like the drought may finally be breaking where he farms. He had nice fall moisture to drill his wheat, and then had a couple of torrential downpours and a few snows that maintained good moisture. "Our profiles are a lot better than we've had it the last 3 years," Tanner said. "It feels better coming out of a drought rather than going into it. We've done our time." The wheat in this area was not far enough along to suffer from cold temperatures, but a few spotty fields are showing a little stress. "We're a lot better off than we have been in the last several years," he said. "Right now, it's one of the better looking crops than I've seen in the last 10 years. Follow along with Kansas Wheat at kswheat.com for more updates from the field as the 2024 wheat crop continues progressing into the summer's harvest. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.